Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Radio.com Sports presents Big Time Baseball with MLB insider John Heyman and former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr.
Welcome back to Big Time Baseball. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr. alongside John Heyman, and it is now time for Heyman's Insider Corner. John, you do a terrific job on this. Let's start with the Yankees having a pretty awful season, at least by their standards. And Boone hasn't been convincing in terms of him being the guy that can get this organization back to a World Series. It's crazy that I feel like it's crazy that I'm about to ask you this, but is his job in jeopardy?
Well, that's an interesting question. He was our first guest on Big Time Baseball and great guest, and they love him. He's a great personality, great person. This season has not worked out at all for the Yankees. And again, I'm mostly speculating here. I do have some contacts here and some I've had some discussions. I think he's a lame duck. They brought him back without another contract. But my guess would be that he will be brought back, even if they finish out this year in a disappointing fashion. It's obviously been a disappointment to this point. They've had an incredible number of injuries, 13 guys go on the IL as we speak now. They've had just as many or more injuries this year than last year when he and they managed to win 103 games. But, you know, I think they're going to weigh it and decide that to keep him. I think a lot of the manager now is how you get along with the front office and the players and how you are able to marry all of it together including the media. And I think he'll be okay. I think they'll bring him back. But it's an interesting question at this point. My own supposition on this would be potentially, and you know, this may sound like a Steinbrenner thing, I'm not sure, is potentially they might think about changing a coach or two, more likely. But that would be my guess. You know, I've heard some things, but I think my guess today would be that Boone would make it. But it's interesting that that's even a question now.
It does seem pretty interesting. Let's stay out east. We touched a little bit on Rizzo, and we'll get to that in a sec, the Nationals GM. But Dave Martinez, contract extension talks, where are we at there?
Yeah, it's in the works, I hear. So I do believe that Dave Martinez will be getting an extension. Mike Rizzo got a three-year extension. He came in as a lame duck this year, which was very interesting in itself. But Martinez has an option for next year, team option of $1.2 million. And they want to, rather than pick that up, they'd rather give him an extension. And I think he liked that three-year extension that Rizzo got. And I think that's probably what will happen. Now, the Nats have been historically tough on the managers, as we know.
Really
Dusty
tough.
Baker, after winning 95 games or averaging 95 wins for 2 years, was let go in a move that made no sense. But, of course, Martinez did win a World Series after that. It wasn't Dusty's fault. He did nothing wrong. He took them to that deciding playoff game. He didn't make any mistakes. Scherzer pitched, and Scherzer didn't hold it down that year, and then the next year he did. So they've been tough on managers, no question about that, and haven't been easy. Rizzo's been there for more than a decade. And, you know, he's interestingly, Mike Rizzo's had a kind of an up and down relationship, I think, with ownership, too, although he's weathered it by winning. You know, man, it's tough, generally tougher everywhere on a manager. You can fire a manager after 95 wins, but after a GM consistently wins 95, there's hardly any way to justify. Not that firing Dusty was justified. You and I agree that didn't make any sense. But, you know, Mike Rizzo's done a terrific job. He was rewarded. I'm glad to see it. And Davey Martinez deserves an extension. And my sense is that he will get an extension.
Yeah, this ownership hasn't treated GMs and managers well. You mentioned Dusty Baker. There was the Bud Black fiasco that they had a deal and they didn't have a deal. So they've kind of walked this line, at least on the outside looking in, for quite some time.
And you remember Jim Riggleman walking away in the middle of the season, too.
That's right.
It's been pretty rough. It's been a pretty rough go for managers with the Nats. They've been a successful organization, obviously, and they've kept Rizzo, even though the relationship has not been always copacetic with the GM. So give him credit for that. And, you know, take the good with the bad. It's easy for us to say, but you're right. They've been rough on the managers.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed Mike Rizzo's straightforwardness, and I'm sure that probably plays into the relationship a little bit. Let's stay out east, because that seems like where all the news is. What are the chances JT Realmuto and Philadelphia reach an agreement? Because this has gotten really quiet since the season started, and all JT Realmuto has done is gone out and hit and been one of the best catchers in the league.
Fantastic player, and he and Harper have certainly done a great job there, and their offense is excellent. Realmuto is a unique player. He can run, he can throw. You know, as an all-around catcher, I think he's the top guy in the game. And I don't expect anything to happen during the season. I just big stars like that generally do not sign contracts during the season. The Mookie Betts contract was an unusual one with a 1 year to go for a top free agent. So I think Realmuto will be a free agent, but I will not be shocked if Philly brings him back. And a couple reasons for that would be my guess. The owner, Middleton, has signed big-time players 3 years in a row, Jake Arrieta, then Harper, then Zach Wheeler. So he's not afraid to spend. And, you know, even though Philly has the front office has drawn the line with Realmuto, they've had the negotiations, and the front office has said where it thinks it should be, and Realmuto has said where he thinks it should be. And there was quite a gap from what I understand. But I think the wild card in this is the owner, Middleton, and I think once Realmuto is a free agent, Middleton will decide to pay the money and do it. One of the reasons is Arrieta, the first guy he signed, his contract is now up. He had exercised his player option for a third year. It's always great to have a player option. That's a great job of negotiating there.
They don't give those out very often.
No, they don't. And he exercised it at $20 million, but you know, he's had some moments this year, but they're not going to bring him. I think it would be unlikely to bring him back, but he's a free agent in any case, so he's not going to get $20 million, even if he came back. So I think that'll free up the money, part of the money, not all of it, because Realmuto is going to get more than $20 million. I think the baseline on a Realmuto contract, you might disagree, would be the Goldschmidt, the 130 for five. I think that would be the lowest that he would get. My belief is that Middleton would be willing to go there and beyond to keep Realmuto in Philly. He also sees the way the fans have reacted to Realmuto.
Yeah. That has a big sway. If Philly fans love you, you got some positives in your corner. All right, let's go back to this A-Rod bid. You got an inside look at A-Rod's bid and Steve Cohen's chance for approval.
Yes, absolutely. First on A-Rod, you know, I had mentioned and he didn't love it when I said he didn't have the money. You know, he had the money with loans and with partners that he had. He doesn't have the money himself. He's obviously done very well for himself. He's made the most money of any baseball player ever. He's got a good job now, as we see him on TV and he's at other businesses. And my understanding is that he and J-Lo together were going to put in $300 million plus by themselves. A-Rod would have been the control guy for the team if they had gotten the team. And again, it's not officially done yet, and I'll talk about Steve Cohen in a second, but he has not been approved yet, and they haven't put the bow on this. The likelihood is that it will go to Steve Cohen, but with the partners, with the 300 plus million that A-Rod was going to be able to put in with J-Lo, part of that money is hers, I should point out, even though they're not married yet, and with the partners that he had with Mike Repoli and Vinny Viola, who owns the Florida Panthers, and other billionaire partners, and some loans, they would have been able to come up with the money with all of that. Now, Steve Cohen reportedly has $15 billion, give or take, so he has the money, and that was his advantage. The bid winning bid is $2.35 billion. We've heard Sportico reported that first. That's not the issue now. They're wrapping things up and finalizing. It does not include SNY. Steve Cohen would like to get SNY, the network that does well with the Mets. And down the road, I think that's a possibility. But 2.35 is the valuation of the team. Just to clarify it, Cohen already owned 8% of the team, so he doesn't have to pay that money. Plus the Wilpons, I'm told, will keep 5% of the team, so that's another 5%. And there are some limited partners like Bill Maher, the TV commentator, and others. So it's not going to cost them the full $2.35 billion, but not that far off of that. And Cohen will be heavily vetted. He tried for the Dodgers, so they've looked at him in the past. The insider trading allegations, I think they're all past that at this point. He paid a fine. He was not convicted of anything. The vetting is going to be mostly about workplace. There's some workplace lawsuits against his current firm right now, not involving him personally. There's no accusation that he did anything, but they're certainly going to take a serious look at that MLB will before voting on. My understanding is the Yankees, of all teams, are a supporter of Steve Cohen, even though we know Steve Cohen's got big bucks, whether it's $15 billion or $13 billion, and we know he's going to spend, because I've heard that he's going to spend and wants to win, grew up a Mets fan in Great Neck, Long Island. Yankees apparently do not feel threatened by that or believe that he's going to be a good owner for Major League Baseball. So they're a supporter, and he needs 23 out of 30. You need three quarters of supporters. And my understanding is that he is likely to get it. There were one or two that were clearly in A-Rod's corner. Whether they swing over and support Steve Cohen, I'm not sure if they will or not, but one or two was not enough to do anything. But again, he's going to be vetted and before this is done. So we can't say he's the owner of the Mets yet, but it's looking pretty good for him right now.
Well, good for Mr. Cohen, bad for Mr. Rodriguez and Mrs. Lopez. Hopefully good all around for Mets fans and that organization. That's going to do it for Heyman's Insider Corner. That's also going to do it for Big Time Baseball. Make sure, again, you follow myself, Tony Gwynn Jr., at Tony Gwynn Jr. Follow John Heyman, at John Heyman. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Big Time Baseball on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. We are into the stretch run as this season comes to a close. You can catch us here again next week. We appreciate you joining in. Take care. God bless.